Hello, and welcome to the Hospice News Elevate podcast. My name is Jim Parker. I'm senior editor of Hospice News and Palliative Care News. And in this episode, I'll be speaking with Madison Wood Gonzalez, executive director of Morning Light. Morning Light is a nonprofit home in Indianapolis that provides free housing and 24/7 end-of-life care for individuals who are terminally ill and facing homelessness, unsafe housing, or overwhelming medical debt. So Madison, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited about the opportunity.
Of course. And I wanted to start by asking, could you just introduce our audience to Morning Light and the work you do?
Absolutely.
There?
Yeah. So Morning Light is a free home for individuals in Indiana who are terminally ill and don't have anywhere else to spend their final days. They don't have a safe environment. They don't have resources. And so we provide free housing so that they can receive the end-of-life care that we believe everybody deserves. So we are a nonprofit. We don't charge them for our services. And we've served over 1,000 people since our inception.
It's really impressive. And when was that inception? When did you start this work?
We've been doing this work since 2004.
Oh, wow. Wow. And what are some of the issues and needs that Morning Light's working to ameliorate or address?
We are really about removing any barriers that would keep someone from receiving hospice care at the end of life. So we actually partner with over a dozen hospices in our state and all the hospitals in our state so that they're able to receive care that they wouldn't otherwise be able to receive if they don't have an address. Sometimes a barrier is as simple as an address. So when you don't have resources, you're not able to claim that hospice benefit. And at the heart of that is offering dignity and compassion and, of course, the comfort measures that hospice provides for people who are in that final stage of life.
Thank you. And would you share a little bit about your own background and how you came to work in this field?
Sure. So to be very honest with you, I didn't know much about hospice. My background is actually in event management. And I had done kind of the wedding thing and the party planning thing. And I knew that I wanted my skills and knowledge to make my community a better place. So I started investigating local nonprofits. And when I found Morning Light, I was just really struck with the mission. I had never heard of anything like that before. So I actually started as a kind of event planner for them and helped with the fundraising department. And it's been about 8.5 years now. I've served as executive director for 4.5 of those. And I just have been so taken with every story I get to learn of our residents and all the wide variety of life that they've walked. And I'm just really passionate about creating accessibility for people. And I do bring my event planning background in because I do think that, at any phase of life, but especially the end, we need to celebrate and make those moments that matter and, you know, honor our humanity, even if we only have a few days left.
Thank you. And who's eligible to receive services from Morning Light? What's the profile for your patients?
So our patients have to be on hospice and they have to be under poverty guidelines. So Morning Light, being a home, we are not a licensed facility. So it is a different model. It's more of a social model for hospice patients. And so unfortunately, we're not able to take complex medical cases. But if someone is diagnosed, they have a hospice provider, and basically like they would be if you were having hospice in your own home, and receiving care or caring for a loved one, that's where we come in. And so, again, we are aiming to serve a certain population. So that's the population that wouldn't necessarily have access to sustainable housing or sustainable caregiving and not able to afford that. And so we serve terminally ill individuals in need.
Thank you. And what services do they receive when they become enrolled?
When they come to Morning Lights Home, we provide free room and board. We do 3 home-cooked meals a day in our kitchen. We have round-the-clock caregiving, so they always have a caregiver. And then, of course, they receive that access to a hospice provider that oversees all of the medical component, the chaplaincy, you know, the social work. All of that is aligned with their hospice, but we provide a free room for them so they get their own room. We have a door that, you know, opens to the back garden so they can enjoy the outdoors, which is a little bit different than a hospital environment or a senior home. So it's truly a home, and we seek to keep it that way.
And how do you reach these patients to bring them on service?
Having been around for almost 22 years now, a lot of the hospitals and hospice companies are our referral partners. So we actually have a wait list. Unfortunately, the need is greater than we're able to accommodate. We're only 12 rooms, so we can only serve 12 residents at a time. But we receive the referrals from the hospitals and the hospice companies, and then sometimes from families or people who have heard about us through social media or online, and they can apply through our website.
And how do you finance this work?
Our work is completely donation-based, or it has been for the last 22 years. We are now piloting programs where we're such an asset to the hospitals because we are able to take patients that they wouldn't, you know, otherwise be able to discharge and who just aren't really appropriate to be in the hospital. And so they are now sponsoring rooms for us, and that's working out really well. And that is the model that I believe will keep us sustainable for years to come.
So that's encouraging to hear. And would you tell me about your Making Memories program and how that works?
So I mentioned I tried to bring my event planning celebratory nature to Morning Light. And I've always been inspired by organizations that grant wishes to terminal individuals. And I wanted to bring that to our home as well. And so when people come to the home, we kind of ask them, you know, if you could make another meaningful memory, what would that look like? And we've had things, you know, like Elvis personators, and we've had things like, I want to go to a Colts game, or I would love to meet a local celebrity, or we've even had, you know, bike shows, motorcycle shows on our property because we had a woman who was a biker chick. And so we had the butterfly bike show. So it's a wide variety of interests and things that people want to do. But we have several donors who help us sponsor that work. And honestly, the community has rallied so much to this program. We had the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you know, drive one of our residents around the IMS, where the Indy 500 is held, because that was his dream. And so it's really cool to see how, you know, people want to make these memories happen for people. Adults have memories too.
And finally, I'm curious about your next steps. What are your future plans for Morning Light?
Our next steps, we really just want to continue to be a resource for the community like we have been. I would love to see us be able to expand someday, and I think that's where our hospital partnerships are really coming into play. I think leveraging those relationships will allow us to potentially provide more rooms or more housing, and I just love us to be a inspiration or encouragement for other communities to do this as well. I think every city need, especially major cities in the U.S., need a program like this. There will always be people who need hospice but don't have anywhere to receive it and don't have resources. And I think that, you know, it's really meaningful work. It's worthwhile. And I'd love to see other communities have access to something like this. In all of the U.S., Morning Lights Home is the second largest of its size and scope. And like I said, we have 12 rooms and we're second to New York City. So, you know, per capita, I think we're doing pretty well. And I know we have a wait list. So I know there's need in other communities for this work.
Well, thank you again for being here. This was a great discussion, and I wish you all the best for the important work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us at the Hospice News Elevate podcast. Hospice News is a WTWH media publication. I'm Jim Parker, and I hope you all take good care.